Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
First this morning, Ireland's housing crisis is having a hugely negative impact on the retention of nurses and midwives. This week, a new DAF.ie report showed that a shortage of rental properties is leading to record increases for tenants, and the INMO says that the report is a reflection of what nurses and midwives are experiencing in larger cities and towns now. And I'm joined in the studio by Philney Hay, General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. You're welcome. Thank you for being here. You wrote this letter after you'd consulted with all of your directors of nursing around the country, and they gave you some information which you're now presenting to the Minister for Health. What have they told you?
They've basically said that they're recruiting to stand still in the norm. They now are facing an issue which wasn't as big an issue up to now, which is that they just simply cannot source accommodation for new nurses and midwives who are coming in. And also, nurses and midwives who are working in the large cities are deciding to leave those cities because of the price of accommodation. So, like, when you put that in context, like a new grad staff nurse, they're coming out right now, they're getting registered. We want to keep as many of them in Ireland as we possibly can. Their salary is just over 32,000, and they're paying more than half of that in rent.
Okay.
It just does not work. So, like, there are many examples of years ago when nurses were in training or when employers were recruiting, they had accommodation to provide. It was part of the package. Some countries are still doing that. Like the UK, when they're recruiting our nurses, they're still providing subsidised accommodation. So we need nurses, we need midwives, we need them working where our big hospitals are. And if we can't provide accommodation, it's working directly against recruitment.
Okay, and
it's also directly against retention.
Yeah, and I think most people would understand when it comes to Dublin and the other big cities now, given where we are with housing, that there would be significant costs, and it's probably just not affordable for nurses who are starting off to rent in those places. But now you're saying that when it comes to the towns, the big towns in Ireland, if it's affordable, it's not available.
That's right. And this is the situation in the Midlands particularly. The directors of nursing, for example, from the Midland hospitals, Portlaoise, Mullingar, Tullamore, they're saying this is a big problem for them now. But we're also finding that it's not just the new graduates. This is right across, like, nurses are modestly paid. So a large portion of your salary going on rent is always going to mean you're going to make choices about where you work.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to make sure is, for example, we have a new children's hospital that we're just building right in the city centre. We know we're going to need a large number of nurses to staff it, more than what we have in Crumlin, Temple Street and Talla at the moment. We've made absolutely no provision for accommodation for them. We've written to Dara O'Brien, the Minister for Housing, on the 8th of November. We've said, you know, is anybody planning this? You know, when you're zoning lands for hospitals, do you think at all that you might need accommodation for essential workers? Because without the nursing staff and other essential workers, you're not going to be able to open all the beds. So this is, you know, really a serious issue right now.
Mm-hmm.
The maternity hospitals are saying it is chronic. They are losing midwives all of the time because of accommodation.
Have you heard back from the Minister for Housing?
We've heard back from neither minister. We've written to the Minister for Health and the Minister for Housing. That's very disappointing. And, you know, we're supporting a march on Saturday on the issue of homelessness, on the issue of housing. We're joining with the NGOs and women's organisations because these issues are really, really seriously affecting our ability not just to have a society that provides, you know, humanity and dignity to people, because homelessness is a real scourge on our society right now. But it's now affecting our ability to provide essential services,
mm-hmm.
such as healthcare.
Accommodation on campus, and you say that the government now needs to provide some sort of subsidised accommodation. When it comes to the children's hospital, there is no provision there for accommodation on campus. Is there any level of consultation between that hospital and the INMO as to how that circle is going to be squared?
Well, to be fair, we've worked with the CEO and her team. We have supported their submission to the minister at the time. It was Minister Murphy at the time, to have zoned lands for essential workers. We support that. We think that's a good idea. We also have recently met with the HSE in relation to ensuring that when they go to recruit in other countries, that they tell the truth. So, for example, we had to intervene in four situations this week where nurses were recruited to Ireland from India. And when they arrived here, the situation they found themselves in was two nurses who had never met before they arrived in Ireland were told that the accommodation that was provided for them was a double bed in a room that they had to share.
Provided for them by whom?
By the recruiting hospital and the agency that they have engaged. We've intervened, we've got the accommodation changed. Another group, there were three nurses who had never met before in a tiny room with three beds. Now that is just simply out of order.
And you're saying that the state is putting them in that accommodation?
These are the accommodations that are available when they come, because when nurses and midwives are recruited from abroad, they have a period of 6 weeks in which accommodation is provided to them. That accommodation in these circumstances was wholly and utterly unacceptable. We have intervened, we have improved the situation, but we shouldn't have to intervene.
I think people will be shocked to hear that the HSE or an agency paid by the HSE is saying to two nurses who've never met before, you have to share a bed for 6 weeks.
It is absolutely unbelievable. Now, the issue that we face is we need nurses, like our registrants, the figures that the board, the nursing board, this year, the last figures were for 2021 and all those who registered. 2,364 nurses were registered from India, 391 from the Philippines, 132 from Zimbabwe, 62 from Nigeria, 18 from Ghana, and 1,555 were Irish registrants. So we are becoming increasingly reliant on non-EU nurses to provide our services. And when we recruit, we must be able to say we have accommodation that is suitable for you. Nurses and midwives work shift. They have to sleep a lot of time during the day because they're on night duty, etc. If you are sharing accommodation, and if that's all that's available, first and foremost, suitable accommodation must be provided during their orientation period. But also we must ensure that when they're unfamiliar with this country, its geography, its public transport system, that they are assisted by the recruiter to be able to navigate their way through them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we understand from some of these nurses themselves that they're saying this is not a good place to come anymore because nobody looks out for the accommodation aspect and the public transport. So, you know, we know we're already very heavily reliant. So if this problem isn't addressed, we are going to have another problem, which is they won't want to come to work in Ireland.
So we
think that the hospitals, the healthcare we provide, the learning, the teaching is excellent. The new children's hospital is a really exciting project. We're going to have state-of-the-art children's health services. And people want to work in it. They just can't afford to live where it is.
Mm-hmm. And so the 6 weeks that people who are coming to Ireland to take up a career in nursing, that 6 weeks accommodation, once that's over, what happens then? They're on their own, are they?
Then they're on their own. We have negotiated with the HSE that there are circulars. We have circulars agreed, which provide assistance in that first period and that is funded. What we're saying is, for those who are currently working in Dublin, for those who are recruited,
mm-hmm.
the same system has to apply now. You have to assist with the cost of accommodation because on modest salaries, it is simply beyond their means.
I know you've asked in the past for there to be an allowance for people who are working in the city to cover additional costs that they face. Will that be of any use if there's no accommodation available?
Well, I think the first and foremost is people are making decisions because they can't afford it. I think we have to do both. It's not one or the other. We have to do both. We have to make sure that when we're planning and when we're looking at employments, then we have to provide accommodation for essential workers and it has to be protected for essential workers. And we also have to assist them with the cost where that cost is extraordinarily inflated.
Okay, and you mentioned maternity units and maternity hospitals in particular struggling with staff shortages. And we've heard from midwives at the maternity unit in Tipperary, in the university hospital there, that staff shortages are causing risks to the safety of women and their babies. Now, in your consultation with the directors of nursing around the country, are you hearing similar fears?
Absolutely. We have a framework which is Department of Health policy, which sets out the levels of staffing that you require in order to provide safe care. The biggest issue that faces nurses and midwives is that they are perfectly capable of providing safe care, but the system is not providing them with an environment in which they can deliver it. And that is simply, for nurses and midwives and other healthcare professionals, they simply do not want to be put in that position by the HSE, by the hospital system, or by the community system. You have to ensure that practitioners delivering human health can practice safely. And if they can't, it should never be a matter of an argument about staffing. Everybody knows the research is there. It is government policy. We now know how to measure what staffing you need to provide safe care. When we don't, the only penalty is on the worker and the person who is not receiving the safe care. And that is a mistake. The employers must be held accountable when they do not provide safe levels of staffing in nursing and midwifery, because it directly affects patients' outcomes.
Okay, I'm just trying to get a clear figure on the number of nursing graduates who are leaving Ireland and going overseas. From UCD, it's 42%. And then people who intend to leave, I think you found that 64% said that they intended to leave. Leo Varadkar said that young people who leave Ireland and go elsewhere might find that the grass is not always greener where they're headed to. Do you agree with him on that one?
I don't. I don't even understand that type of a comment. The bottom line is, we are not creating an environment in this country to retain not just new graduates. Qualified nurses and midwives are saying to us, this system is too hard to work in. It's too unsafe to work in. And it's too costly to work in. So, you know, I can't understand how we're not dealing with those issues, particularly when we know that we have a need, we have a growing population, we have a growing dependency on hospital services. We've seen that with our trolley counts again this week, hitting numbers that have never, ever been seen before. Children, yesterday, 40 children on trolleys. That's two wards. And we think that there's people are leaving because they think, you know, the grass is greener, or they like the sunshine. They're leaving because the service is too difficult to work in, and they are not confident that any change is happening fast enough or is focused on safety first, environment, safe environments for workers. We've been recording and highlighting the assaults against healthcare workers. Not acceptable.
We had the Taoiseach in here recently, and when I was discussing health with him and problems in health, he was at pains to point out that there's good news stories in the health service, and he talked about primary care centres and the work now that's being done in the community. Are nurses leaving hospitals to work in community care? Is that a problem?
There are some who are leaving, but the issue is, we do not have a workforce plan at national level to
for the backup, to backfill those numbers.
We don't have a workforce plan in relation to new developments. The HSE will be announcing a new hospital in Cork, on one of these acute-only hospitals next week. Workforce plan doesn't exist. So advertisements will go up. We have one pool of staff, and you know, we haven't made any plans to increase our undergraduate numbers in the public sector. We haven't made any plans to retain those that currently work in the system. We're recruiting constantly to stand still, and we're not winning the battle. So every director of nursing and midwifery in this country will say the bulk of their time is spent in recruitment. And really and truly, we can do a lot better than that. We have to have a workforce plan that isn't dependent on the budget every year. We have to think far ahead, considering we're developing hospitals into the future, like the Children's Hospital. We know when it's going to open. We know we should have increased the undergraduate places for nurses training in that discipline 4 years ago, but we didn't.
But if you increase the number of graduates and half of them are leaving, you're still going to run into the same problem. And just on the accommodation side, on-campus accommodation is not going to be a solution in the short term, is it? I mean, what can be done? Are you looking for a subsidy to solve the problem right now in the immediate future?
We want the housing planning and every aspect of it to concentrate on the areas where we need essential workers, where we can't retain them at the moment, and to make sure that our planning is focused on the essential worker part as well as the need for citizens of the country to have places to live. Because our health service is dependent on a workforce that can come to work and work and that are happy to stay in these large urban centres and in many of our big towns where hospitals are. It is simply not possible to retain people. And that is a problem now.
Okay, Phil Nihay, thanks for coming in this morning. Phil Nihay there from the INMO.